You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd, live from New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location, direct from Interphex Day 3. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next, but before we do that, we're getting close to the end, pal. I'm really getting down about it. We've had a great series of conversations. I'm going to be sad when it ends.
Day 3? It still seems like day 1. I find at the end of the day, the depth and the quantity of stuff that we're talking about kind of fills the brain all night, and I start, and it seems like one day.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, next up is Max Blomberg. He's the Director of Operations for Meisner Filtration Products. Max, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for stopping by and joining us. Max, before we get into a conversation around Meisner, take a quick few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
My name is Max Blomberg. I've been with Meisner for about 9 years. Mechanical engineering background by trade, but moved into the biopharmaceutical marketplace and haven't left.
Outstanding. Well, there's probably a reason for that. Talk about Meisner Filtration for a minute. What do you guys do? How do you serve the market?
So Meisner Filtration has been around for 20 years at this point, serving critical filtration needs. About 10 years ago, we really started moving in the single-use systems marketplace. Really, our two core competencies, I would say, are critical filtration and single-use systems for the biopharmaceutical and pharmaceutical marketplaces.
Well, I've seen the phrase single-use systems engineering expertise associated with Meisner. Give us another level of detail on what you're saying.
Well, when end users go to implement single-use systems, they're really relying on the supplier's engineering acumen to design a system that's going to accomplish everything they're looking to do in their process, is designed consistent with good engineering practices, and ultimately one that can be optimized in a fairly complex regulatory environment in which we all function. So oftentimes that actually results in outsourcing a little bit of that end user's engineering to a supplier. And if not outsourcing the engineering, at least some of the engineering control.
Todd, it's been really fascinating. It's no surprise to you, Max, that mm-hmm. single use has been a common theme on the show mm-hmm. here at Interphex. But some organizations, Todd, are saying it's not the standard yet and we're just now getting into it and figuring things out and it's where the market's going. Others have been doing it for 10 years, like Meisner. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that there's been a big dichotomy in the perspective of the different organizations that have appeared on this show. Where do you think this thing stands? Is it now the standard? Or that's clearly where I think you guys are going. But talk about that a bit.
It's becoming more the standard. There is a growing regulatory comfort with single-use systems. Hmm. And as they get implemented in more and more critical downstream processes, you're right, it's certainly been one of the biggest over the last 10 years in this industry. It has probably been one of the most talked about topics in the last 10 years. But we're just now starting to get to that point where it is becoming more the norm. When a new facility comes online these days, it's typically coming on, at least in the biopharmaceutical marketplace, it's typically coming online using some level of single-use systems, if not all single-use systems.
I'm just in terms of the whole concept of outsourcing engineering or a piece thereof, it seems to me that if there's some very unique, very narrow field, it makes sense to outsource something like that. I'm going to use it once, mm-hmm. so why do I want to build all that in-house? It makes perfect sense to outsource. If single-use is going to become someday, whenever that is, mm-hmm. a very common thing, isn't that something that I'd rather do in-house versus outsourcing it?
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think that's another area where end users are really starting to get a level of comfort. When you're implementing, if I can say, traditional stainless steel system, mm-hmm. You're typically, and I'm speaking from the perspective of an end user now, you would be, retaining an engineering firm or using your own in-house engineering resources to accomplish, things like design, validation, implementation, deployment. Those engineering roles don't go away when you use single-use systems, but a lot of that is effectively outsourced to the supplier. And I think, we do a good job of bringing end users along as well, but ultimately a lot of that knowledge base lies with your supplier. So it's really important from an end user's perspective that you pick a supplier who possesses that engineering acumen to cover all those facets.
Max, talk about what Meisner's showcasing here at Interphex.
Well, we're showcasing a number of unique technologies, but in large part, what we are showcasing is what we just spoke about, which would be our single-use systems engineering expertise. That is, I would say, the premier product we have on display here.
How do you do that? I mean, I don't mean to be a wise guy, but you can say, hey, I'm a great engineer, and that, okay, talk is cheap. I mean, how do you really demonstrate that in this kind of a venue?
That's a very fair question. With unique showcasing products put together in a unique manner that addresses an end user need, and then being able to articulate to end users, you know, the process by which you arrived at that unique setup. I would say that's probably the way we're
Well, then let me ask it this way. Todd and I love stories. Tell us an example of an engineering feat of yours, a big success story.
Yeah, this is I've got one that'll encompass four of the unique technologies we're currently deploying.
Only four. Go ahead.
I might try and work in a fifth, but that's a high degree of difficulty. There has been a market need for large-scale, multi-stage, single-use system filtration options. You know, they could be put together in years past. I don't say cobbled together, because that's a negative term, but they weren't very robust. We've come up with a unique way to, and they're much like Legos, you can clip your filters together. It's called UltraSnap technology, so that you can deliver a single multi-stage filtration system that is truly plug and play to an end user's process. So there's a couple of unique technologies there. One, the UltraSnap, which we talked about, which are very fancy Legos. An Alpha-G filter, which is, there was kind of a void in the marketplace where for gamma-stable pre-filtration media, that was addressed. And then we have a unique single-use sensor technology, which is what we call an SGT or single-use gauge T, which allows end users to aseptically add a sanitary pressure gauge, traditional sanitary pressure gauge or pressure transducer to their fluid path in a non-fluid contact manner, which really simplifies things to a great degree. Then the fourth technology, or item I would say, more of an item than a technology, is what we refer to as our Flexessory product line. And those are accessory products, you know, made to ease in the deployment of single-use systems. It really make that deployment, you know, that's one of the unique parts of single-use systems, is you are effectively deploying your system every single time you use it, whereas, you know, with traditional stainless, it's deployed once. So
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that pretty darn impressive example there.
Yeah.
How do you get the expertise? I want to expand that question. How do you, first of all, get the expertise and then retain the expertise to do things like what you just described?
Another great question. One, you have to have a workplace that's very enjoyable to work in to retain top talent. And I think Meisner is that way. It's a relatively young industry, so it's difficult to, you know, no one comes out of college with a master's in single-use engineering. So a lot of it is homegrown. We have, you know, found key individuals in industry at large, but there is, you know, there's a training period to come up to speed there. What's nice is it's really an exciting marketplace where engineers can make a difference right now, because I won't say it's in its infancy. We just said it's starting to become more standardized, but it's certainly not completely established. You know, engineers can come in and make a difference, and I think that also certainly helps retain them if they're challenged on a regular basis.
All engineers want the new sandbox to play.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Let's set aside Meisner for just a quick second. The closing bell for Interfex is coming pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I want to know what Max Blomberg's key takeaways from this event are going to be.
It's been a great year. I think we certainly saw attendance up, which was great. There's new folks here that we haven't seen before in terms of suppliers. I would say it's excitement, I guess, is my key takeaway.
Pretty good takeaway.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year. There's some new technologies, and I'm certainly not myopically looking at Meisner. You know, I'd love to walk around here and see what's new in the industry as well. Obviously, this exposition is much broader than single-use systems and filtration. But there's, you know, a lot of exciting technologies, I think. Again, I'll say excitement is probably my key takeaway from this year.
Well, that portends to a very positive future, I suspect. Yeah. If Max thinks, is very excited about what's going on in the industry. All right, well, Max, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Meisner?
Best way to do that is through our website, www.meisner.com, and the rest of our contact information is on there. We've got a great team of local field support, and they can come out and meet with you and figure out how to best address your unique process.
All right. Max Blomberg, Director of Operations for Meisner Filtration Products. Max, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Max Blomberg, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick.
Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interfect. We'll be right back.